Ski overpass right above the net. Axtell decides to go ahead and set it up, and the attack down and good by Hannah Crane.
Tonight at the Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Amherst as the Broncos welcome in the Axtell Wildcats and Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Crossed it comes, Amherst to Eckhout. Eckhout rolls it across, and it's passed back into the net. Pleasanton will throw it over there with Zimmer, keeps the point alive. Eckhout gets another swing, and this time it's not coming back. Jessica with her third kill.
The FKC tournament is next Monday, and everyone is looking to take a little winning streak into next week. It's the Amherst Triangular coming up next. But first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Amherst with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon into good evening, everyone. Time for the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for game two of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. Amherst fell to Axtell in the opener. Now Axtell will take on Pleasanton. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, taking care of your banking and making it simple at Five Points Bank. Pleasanton will go with number 6, senior Breanne Zimmer, number 14, freshman Kayla Stubbs, number 23, freshman Autumn Pritchard, number 24, junior Kristen Tolles, number 26, junior Taylor Nichols, and number 8, senior Mallory Pates, the libero is sophomore number 12, Addie Hand, and the head coach is Kaylee Randall. For Axtell, nothing different than their last match. They'll go with 5'4 junior Kit Wells, number 9, 5'6 senior Catherine Sorensen, number 7, 5'4 senior Laura Lundeen, number 2, 5'10 junior Hannah Kring, number 6, 5'4 senior Gabby Nickel, and rounding out the starting lineup will be Carly Prasoski. She wears number 10, a 5'5 senior, the libero. Number 30, McKenna Erickson, 5'4 senior. Brad Nelson, the head coach. Axtell 11-6, Pleasanton 2-15. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Kearney will start it off after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Axtell wins the opening toss, and so they'll serve it away and get an ace serve as it's passed back into the net to start things off here with Carly Prasoski. A young team here for Pleasanton. They have taken their lumps so far this year, but hopefully by playing all this youth, they'll be able to be strong here in the upcoming years. Middle attack down and good by Hannah Kring. Kring had 11 kills in the win over Amherst, which went a lot smoother than I think a lot of people would have figured. 25-15, 25-8. Axtell was a winner over Amherst in our first match, and then Amherst and Pleasanton will play our final match. Serve is overpass. Swing by Kring is dug out nicely by Stubbs, but then four hits called as the attack went into the net here for the Bulldogs, and it's quickly 3-0 in favor of Axtell and Carly Prasoski at the service line. Led the team in serving in the last match. She's serving and Kring doing a good job in the middle. Leads this team as it's dumped across there by Breanne Zimmer. Set to the outside. Lundeen takes it over the double block, and it is down and good. Lundeen will get her first kill, and it's 4-0 Axtell, just like it was in their first set against Amherst. It was close at 10-8, 12-10 in both sets, and then Axtell just went nuts and pulled away from Amherst. Serves across, set made there by Breanne Zimmer. The attack down and good for the first kill of the match by Pleasanton, and it's the freshman Autumn Pritchard to register the kill. And Pleasanton is on the board at 4-1, and Zimmer will go back and serve it away. Don't forget, not only is our sporting events here on Classic Hits, But PlatteRiverPreps.com, Kring on the outside, gets her second kill. PlatteRiverPreps.com, you can hear the game. You can also hear the podcast just minutes after the evening's activities are done. And tomorrow we'll even have some photos up on PlatteRiverPreps.com of tonight's action. Back to serve it away now for Axtell will be Catherine Sorensen. 5-1 opening set here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Amherst. As the middle attack is taken across by Pritchard, it's going to be deep. 6-1 Axtell. Sorensen goes right in the middle of that service area. Looking for a little more here. Floats that just across. Dug out that time by Addie Hand. Middle attack taken across by Pritchard. Nice dig out by Sorensen. Set to the outside. Driven across by Lundeen. Dig made out of the back row by the Bulldogs and returned by Mallory Pates. Set middle. Here's Hannah Kring over the double block. It's down and good. Kring 5'10". Tallest player on the floor. Zimmer is the tallest player on the floor for the Bulldogs, but she rotates out. We're going to have a timeout here called by Pleasanton. Your score is Axtell 7 and Pleasanton 1. Opening set of our middle match of the FKC Triangular here in Amherst. We'll be right back.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back to action. The server cross. Middle attack. Pleasanton. It's down and good. Autumn Pritchard will get her second kill. So out of the timeout. Pleasanton able to get the ball back on their side of the floor. And Kayla Stubbs will go back to serve it away. 7-2 Axtell here in the opening set. Stubbs server cross right at Prasoski. Outside Kring. Off the double block. Pate's got a hand on it, but it goes into the crowd. And Kring will get her fourth kill. Side out for Laura Lundeen. And the Axtell Wildcats, again, a reminder, we've got plenty of volleyball next week. The Luplat Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits starts Monday night. Talk more about that after this point. Lundeen, short serve, and it's going to be an ace. Second ace here for Axtell, up 9-2. We will be at Kearney Catholic on Monday. The Stars are the number 3 seed. Centura and Ord will play at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. They play the best 3 out of 5 in the Luplat. Lundeen serve picked up this time, set middle. The attack's going to be driven across there by Tolles, handled by Kring. She'll drive it over, dug out back row by Hand. Pleasanton goes middle again. Another swing by Tolles, dug out back row by Lundeen. Kit Wells on the attack, overpass by Pates. And Kring with the free ball kill. 10-2 in favor of Axtell. Fifth kill already for Hannah Kring. Lundeen on the serve. Dug out back row. It's going to be dumped across quickly by Pleasanton. Set up there by Nickel. Rolled over by Kit Wells. And Wells finds the line on the side in front of the benches here for her first kill. And 4 in a row for Axtell. They're now up by a score of 11-2. They've just been pretty solid so far tonight in both matches. And the jump serve. Down the sideline, and it's going to be wide and out of bounds. First service error. Pleasanton will get a chance now to go back. Trailing 11-3, and to serve it away will be Autumn Pritchard. She has the first two kills in the match here for Pleasanton, and she'll hit the net, and it falls across for the ace. Ace serve registered there. Pleasanton and Axtell, they are meeting for the first time this year. And give the ace to Pritchard. Fires it across again. That one's clearly over. Prasoski's pass is off the mark, though. Axtell struggles to get it across. They just do. Here is the set by Taylor Nichols. Middle attack tipped across there by Tolles. Picked up, and Wells has to go to the outside. Her attack hit the back line. Got some help from the tape. And Kit Wells just enough off the net to make that ball die and hit squarely on the back line for her second kill. And Hannah Kring now to go back and serve it away. 12-4 after that point. Great diving dig overpass out of the back row by Pleasanton. Middle attack, Prasoski dumps it over the double block and gets the kill. Good court vision there by Prasoski. And Kring will serve it away again. 13-4 here, Axtell in the opening game. Kring serve goes into the back corner. Picked up there by Pritchard. Passed up to Pates. Pates decides to set it across at Wells. Nickel, slide right side, and again it's tapped over and in by Prasoski. Carly says if they're not going to help out behind the double block, I'll just keep tapping it there. And Kring to serve to keep things rolling along here for the Wildcats. Good pass that time. Nichols back set right side. Swing driven across by Tolles. Nice dig that time by Sorensen and slapped across by Wells. Dug out by Pritchard. Good pass. Middle attack is going to be dumped over. Nickel got an arm on it. Pass close to the net. And the swing taken over by Kit Wells. Set close to the net. A little too tight that time, but a nice save by Mallory Pates, and Pates will get the kill. Pates had to run after that one and stay out of the net all at the same time. Side out here for Pleasanton, and they waste no time re-entering Breanne Zimmer and serving it away. Here's a slide. Wells off the tip, down and good. Kit Wells, for only being 5'4", really elevated on that one, equal to the front row height that Pleasanton had. And checking in is Sophie Melamon now for the Lady Cats. 15-5, Axtell opening game. Gabby Nickel with the serve right in the middle. Tolles dumps it across from the center position. Wells was ready for it. They set back middle, and it'll be taken across by Prasoski. Trouble for the Bulldogs, but they do bump it across. Free ball here for Axtell. Melamon sets outside. Wells tight to the net. Off the tape, good pickup there in the back row by Pritchard. And Pates is going to have to bump that one across. Would have been out of bounds, but Axtell didn't know where they were. It's not going to matter. They dump it across to get the point. Prasoski and the center Nickel up there getting the job done. And a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton, their second timeout. Axtell cruising along here in the opening set, 16-5 over Pleasanton. And we'll be back with more Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball in a moment.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here at Amherst. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Glad you're along with us. Want to thank Athletic Director Ron Evans and the crew here for Tom Moore, their hospitality, as Amherst dropped the opening match to Axtell, and now Axtell is in control of this opening set against Pleasanton 16-5. Out of the Pleasanton timeout, the Bulldogs will tap it back across. A miscommunication on the Axtell side, and the ball falls to the floor, so there's a free point for Pleasanton. They'll take it, and back to serve it away will be the junior, Taylor Nichols. Trailing 16-6, still in here, opening rotation. Nichols takes a lot of time, now serves it across, right down the middle to Prasoski. Nichols sets close to the net, tight and in the net. That time, Kit Wells. So a point on serve, just the second service point here for Pleasanton. They got an ace from Autumn Pritchard earlier. And now Nichols will go back and serve it. Again, Taylor takes a lot of time, concentrates, fires another good one at Prasoski. Nichols sets to the outside at Melama over the double block. Dig out of the back row, Autumn Pritchard. Set to the middle, and it'll be tapped across again by Breanne Zimmer. Dug out Nichol. Wells tight to the net, drives it off the block. And it's in the back row hand, makes the pass up front, and across it comes. Free ball for Axtell. Nickel goes quick, middle Prasoski, drives it over the block, overpass free ball, and it's going to be tipped down by Carly. Prasoski, the first swing, set up the overpass, and she finished it for her fourth kill there. Axtell getting a lot of kills here in this first set. And the middle attack is going to be tapped over and get the kill for Pleasanton's Breanne Zimmer. Breanne with her first kill. And now Pleasanton will get to serve it away again. It'll be Mallory Pates. 13 kills already out of those 17 points for Axtell. A couple of ace serves. Pleasanton hasn't made a whole lot of errors, but they just haven't been able to keep the ball in play for long rallies. And Pates will set it across from the back row. There's the dig by Lundeen. Set middle, Prasoski takes it off the tip. Hand with the dig. Passed up there by Stubbs. And across it comes. Here's Nichols. Sets outside again. Lundeen. Near side attack is down and good. And Laura will get her second kill. Side out Axtell, leading it 18-8. And time to send Carly Prasoski back to serve it away. She got the Wildcats out to a 4-0 lead. And Pleasanton is going to go to the bench. And coming in is Amanda Bailey. And number 32 is a sophomore for the Bulldogs, as Prasoski will serve. Floats it to the libero hand. Bailey sets, and it'll be dumped into the net. A lift called on Pleasanton, 19-8 Axtell. Pleasanton has used both their timeouts here in the opening set. Again, it's been a tough season for Pleasanton, just a couple of wins. And it's been a while since they've seen success, since the second week of the season. They've had some games that have went a while. They just haven't been able to get in that win column. Pleasanton, middle attack here, going to be dumped over by Bailey. Dug out off the floor, Lundeen, and punched across by Hannah Kring. Pleasanton goes to the outside, thrown over again by Pritchard. Axtell looking to get a swing on one. There's Lundeen off the tape, and Hand will dig it out of the back row. Pates passes it up front. Bumped across there by Stubbs, and out of bounds it goes. Point Axtell. And staying at that line, Prasoski. She was the leading server in the win over Amherst. She had 15 points and 5 ace serves. Here she tries for that ace. It's right on the back line. Picked up there by Taylor Nichols. Set up to Pritchard, and it's just off the back. Autumn Pritchard missed by less than 6 inches that time. And Axtell another roll, and Coach Brad Nelson with this big 21-8 lead is going to start using a little bit more of his bench here. And coming in is the freshman Ashley Snell. And here is the attack on the outside by Pritchard. She's blocked up front. Melama and Kring are there, and Axtell picks up their 22nd point. Now coming in is Sam Trampy. And for Pleasanton, they're going to bring in Kara Duell. And Sorensen continues to serve. Carly, ace. They let it go. You can hear him yelling out, and it hit the corner to make it 23-8. And that is 6 straight here for Carly Prasoski. And Prasoski will try and finish things off right here. Needs a couple more down the left side. Pleasanton picks it up. That time with Duell, tapped into the net. Error gives the point to Axtell. And it's 24-8. Game point here for the Wildcats. And Prasoski on the serve. Tries to go with that very short serve. Ready for it is Stubbs, but it's returned into the net. The attack error. And the last 8 points of the set belong to Axtell. And they win it 25-8 over Pleasanton. We'll be back and look at the numbers right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
Back here at Amherst, let's take a look at the numbers of the opening game here for Pleasanton. Breanne Zimmer had a kill, Mallory Pates had a kill, Autumn Pritchard an ace serve and 2 kills, and Taylor Nichols had 1 service point. Pleasanton had 4 kills, no ace blocks, 1 ace serve. For Axtell, Kit Wells 3 kills, Hannah Kring 2 service points, an ace block, 5 kills. Gabby Nickel had a service point. Laura Lundeen, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Catherine Sorensen had 2 service points. And I had Carly Prasoski with 10 service points. 2 of them were aces, and she had 4 kills. As Axtell is able to cruise here at the 25-8 win in the opening game. We'll be back with game 2 between Axtell and Pleasanton right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Amherst. Don't forget, Amherst and Pleasanton will be the final match here tonight. Amherst and Axtell played the opening match. Axtell won 25-15, 25-8. Axtell beats Amherst, or Pleasanton, 25-8 here in the first set. And Pleasanton will get to serve it away to start game number 2 with Breanne Zimmer. And we are underway. Picked up by Kit Wells. Back set right side. It'll be taken across by Prasoski. And in the net, going to be called here on Pleasanton. So Axtell will get the opening point. Hannah Kring will come back in. Erickson, the libero, will check out. And Prasoski, who had 11 service points in the opening game, will serve here. Title net back line, picked up by Pates. Set middle. The swing by Pritchard is going to catch the net. And Axtell up 2-0. And don't forget high school football tomorrow here on Classic Hits, Sutton at Donovan Trumbull. And on ESPN 1460, Kearney at, or excuse me, Cozad at Kearney Catholic. Here's Kring, middle for Axtell. Tips it across. The dig made by Kayla Stubbs, but then passed into the net. Point for Axtell. And right now, the Bulldogs, who were at least able to keep some rallies going in the first game early, have not been able to do that much of late. Served down the line to Kristen Toll, set middle again. The attack by Pritchard is off the block, dug out there, set tight to the net, and tipped across by Lundeen. Returned by the Bulldogs, nice swing middle by Tolles, dug out back row by Wells. Lundeen on the attack, goes through hands, and give her the kill. That'll be the third kill for Lundeen. And Axtell, just like game 1, is out to a 4-0 lead here in game 2. Looking for their 12th win of the season. And the serve down the sideline to Addie Hand. Set middle. Here is another attack by Pritchard. Dugout back row by Prasoski. Middle, Kring. Big swing. Overpass by Hand. Play at the net. Tipped across and down by Pleasanton. Give the kill to Kristen Tolles. And side out here for the Bulldogs. Using some great defense to pick up their first point. And the freshman, Kayla Stubbs, to serve it away. Stubbs lines it down the middle of Lundeen. Set to the outside. Kring comes near side and gets the kill. Anna Kring will get her 6th kill. Side out here for the Wildcats. We're telling you that the Lou Platt Conference Tournament begins Monday. The top 2 seeds, number 1 and number 2, St. Paul and Wood River. Wood River's number 1, St. Paul number 2. They'll host sites. We'll be at Kearney Catholic. They're the 3rd seed. Semifinals Tuesday, finals Thursday at Wood River this year. We'll give you more on the FKC brackets in a moment. Here's a slide for Kring. Hannah tips it across. The dig made by Taylor Nichols. The swing from the middle is going to catch the net for Kristen Tolles and a point for Axtell. Catherine Sorensen on the service line. At 6-1 game 2, Axtell winning the opening set. Serve down the left side. Dig by Autumn Pritchard and Pates will pass it across. Right at Kring. Nickel will set it to the outside. Lundeen tries to come near side off the block of Nichols. The set is made by Taylor, and the attack into the net here for the Bulldogs. Just not getting quite enough vertical here, and it's 7-1. And Sorensen with the serve. Going to be picked up back row, but trouble here. They're not going to get it back. Sorensen with the point. And a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton. They lead it 8-1 in game number 2 over Axtell. Leads it 8-1 over Pleasanton game 2. They won the opening set. We'll be back with more after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Out of the Pleasanton timeout, we're back to action here. Axtell will spin it off the net, and it falls. Gabby Nickel, the setter, trying to just dump it across, and she even knows she was lucky that that ball spun across and fell. And it's 9-1 in favor of Axtell. Catherine Sorensen doing the serving, and that time it goes into the net. And a side out here makes it 9-2, and back to serve it away for the Lady Bulldogs will be the freshman Autumn Pritchard. And Autumn's serve is a line drive picked up in the middle of the floor there by Prasoski outside Kring. Good swing. Nice dig out of the back row by Pritchard. Ball to net. Blocked up front that time by Tolles. Kring with the swing. Tolles blocked it. Dug out and Wells returns from the back row. At the net, it'll be slapped over by Taylor Nichols. And Axtell's going to have to send a free ball across. A rarity here in this match. Nichols bump set to Pates on the outside. Goes short side. And it's dug out there by Prasoski and tipped across, returned right back, free ball here. Axtell has it in front of the 10-foot line to Lundeen. Dug out by hand, by far the best rally of the night between these two teams. Tipped across there by Tolles. One more time, Axtell, Lundeen, wide and out of bounds. Point Pleasanton, their most impressive point of the match. Took a lot of work, but boy, they did a great job of keeping that ball alive until the error was committed. And Autumn Pritchard to serve. Line drive to Prasoski and tipped across there very short. Another free ball here, but then Nichols set it into the net. And into the net will be called on Pleasanton. Axtell Point, they lead it 10-3. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at Overton on Monday night. Elwood Loomis at 5:15. The winner gets Overton at 7:15. In between Amherst and SEM will play at 6:15. That'll probably be the best match of either site the first night. SEM has really improved this year. Here's the serve by Laura Lundeen. Standing spike across by Pates. Dug out there by Prasoski. Go to the outside. Wells, one arm up in the back row, but not enough to keep the ball alive. And Kit Wells has her fourth kill. Monday night, the number 2 seed Elm Creek. They will be hosting the Eustace Farnham Pleasanton match at 5:15. The winner gets Elm Creek at 7:15. In between, Axtell will play Wilcox Hildreth at 6:15. The FKC plays the best 2 out of 3 in their tournament. Lundeen serve. Deep one, and a serve. Bulldogs played it, but they tried to get the setter, Taylor Nichols, all the way back to it on the second hit when someone else probably should have picked it up, and the ball falls to the floor. It is 12-3. Lundeen with her second ace. This time, she'll fire it safely into the middle to Kayla Stubbs. Pates from the middle, rolls it across, all the way to the floor to dig it out. Prasoski, Kring on the swing, and it's going to be picked up on a nice deflection back over the net here for Pleasanton. Slide Kring, right side. That time it's picked up again and sent back over. Dig made by Sorensen. Tipped by Wells, blocked right back at her by Tolles, and set across to the Bulldogs. Here's the middle, Tolles. She'll drive it just off the back. That's been the story for Pleasanton. Again, they played a good point, but when it came time to take the big swing, they missed long. And Lundeen on the serve. They won the first set 25-8, up 13-3 in game two. Lundeen cuts it across, and it's going to be passed back out of bounds. That'll be an ace. Her third of the match. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports post-game show. We'll give you the final stats. Coach Brad Nelson will come up after Axtell has finished for the night. And it looks like they're well on their way to a sweep tonight, maybe a little easier than they had anticipated, as Lundeen's serve is passed tight to the net, so it'll be tapped across there by Taylor Nichols, and Kring with the quick swing back across. And an in the net on the Bulldogs. That's just one where they lost where they were on the court. They turned around to see where the ball went and bumped into the net. So it is now 15-3 in favor of the Lady Wildcats of Axtell. And Lundeen is the beneficiary. That's 5 straight serves. 2 of them have been aces. And that little jump serve floats deep and out of bounds this time. Side out for Pleasanton. And back into the front row will be Breanne Zimmer. And for Axtell, it will be Reagan Miller checking in. To serve it away, Kristen Tolles now for Pleasanton. Tolles, strong serve, but it hit the net and bounced right back at her. So the teams will exchange service errors. And back over to Axtell and Hannah Kring to serve it away. Neither team has to play tomorrow before the football game, so all the action that's next is Monday in the FKC tournament. Kring floats it across into the back row, picked up there by Maddie Pates, who has checked in. Here's the set middle, driven across down and good by Carly Prusoski. Her first kill of this game, but fifth of the match. And Hannah Kring gets her first service point of this game. Trying to keep things rolling along here for the 11-6 Lady Cats. Serve across. Here is the set Nichols. Middle attack Pates, and it's into the net for Mallory. And let's see if Axtell decides to sub a bunch of kids or if they're just going to let this thing play itself out. Coach Nelson was able to get a few girls in for a couple of points at the end of the Amherst match. Set to the outside. It'll be pounced across by Breanne Zimmer. Zimmer with the swing, and it's going to hit the net and fall. Her second kill. And Pleasanton will get the ball back. Taylor Nichols will serve it away. Pleasanton will come back and take on Amherst in our final match. That'll get underway at about 7 o'clock. Served by Nichols. Gets it across to Erickson. Good pass up front. Tapped across by Nichols. And going for that dump over kill. It is wide and out of bounds. And a point on the serve for Pleasanton and Taylor Nichols. Nichols goes deeper off that service line. Takes three steps and fires it right down the middle again at Wells. Set to the outside. Here's Prusoski. Good angle on that one and dumps it down for the kill. Sixth kill for Carly. Side out here for Axtell. Up 19-6 and into the ball game. Here comes Sam Trampy. And back to serve it away is going to be Gabby Nichol, the setter for Axtell. Very short, and the spin is going to go off the front row arm for an ace. 20-6, Nichol picking up her first ace. That is the third ace of this set and sixth of the match for Axtell. Nichol goes far corner, picked up by Mallory Pates, set there by Zimmer, to the outside, tapped across, right at the hands of Nichol. Middle attack by Prusoski. She'll knock it down for kill number seven. 21-6, Axtell. And Hannah Kring's going to check in, but before that happens, Pleasanton will use their final timeout. It's all Axtell, 21-6 game two after winning the opener, and we'll be right back.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back with more FKC volleyball action here on Classic Hits. Axtell up 21-6, goes to the middle. The tip across, Carly Prusoski gets her eighth kill. And it's 22-6, all on the serve right now of Gabby Nichol. Going for four in a row. Short serve, picked up by Zimmer. Trying to get to it is Nichols. The attack by Mallory Pates off the block that time of Prusoski. She's able to get it out to Wells. Nice swing, dug out back row by Maddie Pates. And from the 10-foot line, it'll be set across by Breanne Zimmer. Trouble for Axtell. They punch it across. The ball stays in. Pleasanton goes to the outside, Mallory Pates, and it was partially blocked, or was it four hits? No, four hits. Going to be called by our down official. And it's point number 23 for Axtell, 2 points away from the match. And Pleasanton wants to sub in here. And checking in will be Shayla Keim, it looks like, number nine. And for Axtell, they're going to get Ashley Snell in, a chance to serve here. Give the freshman a chance to get a couple of serves in possibly here in varsity. Takes it across to Keim. Passed into the back row. Keim slaps it across, and it just missed the line on the far side, and it is now match point for Axtell. 24-6. And the serve by Ashley Snell. Across it comes to Pritchard. To the middle, it'll be bumped across there by Breanne Zimmer. Axtell runs it down, sets to Wells from the 10-foot line. Her attack is down and good, and that'll be the end of our match. And Axtell does it in quick fashion, 25-8, 25-6 over Pleasanton. They now improve to 12-6, Pleasanton 2-16. Pleasanton will come back and play Amherst here in probably less than 20 minutes. We're going to take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in Amherst, where it is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports have been taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so as they travel Nebraska from their storefront location in Ord. A great selection to choose from, always the best at Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. In that second set, Pleasanton got a kill from Breanne Zimmer, a service point from Autumn Pritchard, Kristen Tolles had a kill, and Taylor Nichols had one service point. Two kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Pleasanton. For Axtell, Kit Wells had two kills, Hannah Kring had two service points and a kill, Gabby Nickel had four service points, one was an ace, one kill. Laura Lundeen had five service points, two of them aces, one kill. Catherine Sorensen had four service points, Carly Prasoski, three service points and four kills, and Ashley Snell came in and picked up the last two service points. Nine kills, no ace blocks, three ace serves. Axtell cruised to a 25-6 victory in the second set to complete the sweep. And we'll be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. The overall numbers for Pleasanton. We had Breanne Zimmer with two kills, Mallory Pates one kill, Autumn Pritchard two service points, one was an ace, she had two kills, Kristen Tolles a kill, and Taylor Nichols had two service points. Six kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve, Pleasanton now 2-16, and just one of those cycles. All the teams in the FKC and D1 and D2 teams know it. How many years ago that Pleasanton was so good in all the girls' sports, and right now they're just in a down cycle. And they'll have to come back here and play Amherst, and then their Monday night game in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They will play Eustis Farnham in Elm Creek at 5:15. For Axtell, Kit Wells had five kills, Hannah Kring four service points, an ace block, and six kills. Gabby Nickel, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Laura Lundeen, 8 service points. 3 of them aces, 3 kills. Catherine Sorensen, 6 service points. Carly Prusoski led the team with 14 points from the service line. 2 of them were aces. She also had a team-high 8 kills. And then Ashley Snell had 2 service points. Axtell had 23 kills, 1 ace block, and 6 ace serves as the Cats improved to 12-6 with a 25-8, 25-6 victory. And up next for Axtell, they will be in the FKC tournament, and they will be the number 3 seed in the tournament. They'll play Wilcox Hildreth at Elm Creek Monday night at 6:15. And then again, the semifinals are Tuesday in Overton, and the championships for the FKC tournament next Thursday at Wilcox in what should be a wide, wide open FKC tournament. We will have the Lou Platt Conference tournament coming your way next Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, the Monday night games here on Classic Hits. From Kearney Catholic, the 4 and 5 seeds, Ord and Centura, will play at 6 o'clock, and then 3rd seed Kearney Catholic will take on the 6th seed in Donovan Trumbull, and that match will get underway about 20 minutes after that. Scheduled for 7, but that Centura-Ord match could go 3, 4, or 5 sets, two competitive ball clubs. Then Tuesday, the semifinals, Wood River and St. Paul are the top 2 seeds. They expect to get through into those semifinals. And then next Thursday, the finals, and Tuesday and Thursday's action will be at Wood River. We'll take a final break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the 3rd largest seed corn brand and 4th largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Back with you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Again, we've got one more match to go, Amherst-Pleasanton. There's a lot of communities around the state. When you just put their names together, you know there's going to be a rivalry, and Amherst-Pleasanton just down the road here. Many ways to get to both communities from Amherst to Pleasanton, and that match is coming up next here at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, and we'll have all the action for you at that time. We were hoping to get a chance to talk to Axtell volleyball coach Brad Nelson, but haven't had that opportunity as of yet. Maybe we'll get a chance to do so in the pregame of our next match. Again, Axtell beat Amherst 25-15 and 25-8. Hannah Kring had 11 kills. Carly Prusoski had 15 service points, and 5 of those were aces. And then Axtell cruises past Pleasanton 25-8, 25-6. 14 service points for Carly Prusoski. She also had 8 kills to lead the team. You have been listening. Well, here comes Coach Nelson, it looks like. So we'll take a final break, talk with the coach right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year
and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Back on a Misco Sports postgame show, Doug Duda joined by Axtell volleyball coach Brad Nelson. And Brad, I think things went a little too easy for your ball club tonight, especially in that first match. We know Pleasanton is struggling right now, but you really came out and pulled away from Amherst in both of those sets tonight.
Yeah, I thought we played really well, and I think the key difference was that we just didn't make a lot of mistakes. You know, we didn't have a lot of service errors, didn't have a lot of hitting errors. You know, I thought Gabby set a great game. Our hitters did a nice job of finding spots to hit to. So I was really happy with how we played.
Obviously, Hannah Kring leads your team in the middle. She does a great job out there, 5'10 junior. And in the FKC, there's probably not a lot of girls that can match her one-on-one.
Yeah, she's had a great year. You know, if she can get a set that she can get high on, yeah, with her jumping ability, and, you know, she's pretty long, and, yeah, she's a tough person to block. So, you know, we kind of hope that we can use her, and then, you know, our other hitters have done a nice job of, you know, we're not very tall after Hannah, so, you know, they've got to be really smart. And I thought tonight, you know, our other three hitters were really smart about where they placed the ball, keeping the ball in bounds, you know, making the other team pass.
What has been the constant for you guys, both positive and negative, so far? Because as we get ready for the FKC, to me it looks like it is extremely wide open this year. But as we said, you're getting beat by teams that have a better record than you, and you're beating everybody that doesn't have a better record than you. What has kept you from getting over the hump this season so far?
You know, we've just been a little inconsistent. You know, we've played really well at times, and then not so well at other times. You know, but I really think that playing teams like Minden and Gothenburg and Twin Loop, I mean, that's going to help us down the road, you know, against maybe teams that don't have quite the hitters and the power that those teams do. You know, and I think if we can just work on that consistency and maintain that and, you know, not make a lot of our own errors, I think we're in good shape.
Monday night, the FKC tournament gets underway. You're the 3 seed. I think a lot of people may look at you as a 1 seed because you guys have been in that spot so many times. Wilcox Hildreth is a team you took care of about a month ago on your home court. They are a little bit improved this year. What's that matchup look like? That,
you know, anytime you play a team for the third time, it's tough. And, you know, I think they are playing better now. You know, the Harms girl, I think, is back full strength. And so it'll be a good matchup. You know, and then you've got Elm Creek on our side. You know, SEM's playing well. Amherst, I think, you know, they're a better team, I think, than they showed tonight. You know, Overton, of course, the number 1 seed is tough. So I think it's going to be a great tournament.
Is this as wide open as it's been in a while? I know in basketball that girls' tournament always goes upside down, but in volleyball it stayed pretty true. There's usually somebody from the top 4 that wins this thing, but I think it may be even deeper this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are a number of teams that could win it, you know, and it's just going to come down to whoever can be consistent and put 3 games together. They're going to be the team that's going to be successful.
Brad Nelson, Axtell volleyball coach, gets 2 wins tonight to improve to 12-6 on the season, and got a little steam behind you going into the FKC.
Well, that's what we wanted to. You know, last week we had Bertrand, and you know, we kind of geared up for them, and maybe had a little bit of a letdown against Lawrence Nelson, but we kind of wanted to make the Arapahoe game on Tuesday our turning point. We got them in 5 sets, and then 2 tonight. So we're hoping that we're on a roll for the positive side.
All right, Brad, congratulations, and best of luck next week.
Great, thanks.
That's Brad Nelson, head volleyball coach at Axtell, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of our area schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. Again, Axtell sweeps Amherst and Pleasanton tonight. We're about 15 minutes away from Pleasanton and Amherst getting things underway. We'll take a short break and be back with more volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock haul.